Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I just had all these thoughts in my head that I was just like, I don't want to be seen. I was going to transfer schools. But then I don't know what came over me. And I'm so thankful for it. But it was just like, Trey, either you let them win and you get the fuck out, or you ride this horse all the way through. You're in your last year. You have supportive friends who, whoever's going to stick by me, that's the motherfuckers who I want in my life anyway. The motherfuckers who are going to talk behind my back, I don't want them in my life. You're not going to be at my wedding. What? Yay. No.
Dude, you're so sensy.
I'm a sensy girl. My ears are really sensitive. I've always
had sound
sensitivity.
It's really loud today, but I like it because I don't have to talk as loud. So I feel like
same.
We feel more chill.
Someone told me my voice was sexy the other day.
Ooh. You do have a sexy voice.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel kind of manly sometimes.
No. If I had to pick a voice to have, I'd pick your voice.
What?
Yeah.
I prefer listening to yours, though, maybe
no,
because
my
I don't.
Voice is so annoying.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
But you are being, you just.
No, I'm talking normal.
No, you're not.
No.
No, you're not.
This is how I talk. Oh,
get away from me.
Okay.
I'm like, oh.
And if I could pick a voice, it'd be Sid's voice. And if I could pick a laugh, it'd be Ben's laugh.
Okay, true.
That's so funny because I've always been like, my laugh's so annoying. But I get that a lot. People are like, your laugh is contagious.
The amount of DMs that we get that says, I love Ben's chuckle in the back. So now we're calling it the Starby Snicker.
The Starby Snicker.
Yeah.
Is that cute?
Oh, my God, that's cute.
I commented that back. I'm like, oh, we love a Starby Snicker.
Oh, that's a good word.
Right?
Good word.
It's not a snicker, though. It's more like
a cackle.
Like a cackle.
It is. Remember when your mom was cackling in the back? And I go, oh, it sounds like a chicken. You go, Sid just said you sound like a chicken, Mom. I'm like, God. I'm like, fuck you.
Because we make fun of my mom's, like,
I know.
Cackle.
We do, yeah.
Cluckling. Clucking.
Yeah, she is clucking.
That's exactly.
The thing is that's actually accurate. As an outsider looking in, it's like, I can't do it. I can't. Will you do it one more time?
No, wait, that was bad. Hold on.
I can't do it now.
Can we not do that part? Okay. Anyways, I have a really ugly laugh.
No, you don't.
I don't know when this episode started, but I think we're going.
I think we're rolling All in. Right. We're here. We're high. Hi. Hi. How are you doing?
My most toxic trait is my laugh and also not remembering people's names. And I went to a wedding last night and I see all these people and I'm like, I know who you are. I know your face, but I can't remember your name.
It happens.
And it's, I need to work on it.
I do
so
too.
Bad.
I've heard what you do. Is when you meet somebody and you shake their hand, you go to like a distinctive trait that they have.
I would do
Sophie.
Yep.
Blue eyes.
I do that though, Sid.
Blue eyes, Sophie. And then just have to like walk away and think about it.
I try to like think of like Sydney. So I'll be like, oh, she was kind of like sassy. So I'll be like,
ooh.
Sassy Sydney.
Ooh.
Sassy Sydney. And like Ben, I'd be like.
Barbaric Ben. I'm like, what's a B word?
I was about to say bricked Ben. Like, I don't know.
Brick house.
Bro, I'm still bricked up right now. Like.
And then I tried to stop myself.
I'm like, what? What does that mean? I like that. I like that though. Ben, you look like.
You don't know what that means?
No.
Oh no.
Oh no. What does that mean?
It means that he has a boner.
Oh God, you guys. Seriously.
Boner Ben.
Seriously. PG please today. PG.
Do you have a toxic trait? Either one of you.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's hear it.
I forget literally anything anybody tells me. Like someone will tell me like a story or I'll forget that I told them that already.
I have this too and it's related to anxiety.
Oh.
I have short-term memory and people are always like, are you dumb or are you just, I'm like, I literally don't remember that.
Jordan the other night goes, I told you what? And I go, I don't know. And he goes, I told you something to help you with your anxiety. What did I say? It was yesterday. And I go,
like
I literally have nothing. I'm like, nothing is coming to brain. He goes, we're going to write down. I go, write down my, yes,
yeah,
I remember.
And then you remember, like you get a little, it's almost like you were drinking.
Yeah.
And you remember a part of it. And then all of a sudden the rest of it comes
it's
back.
Almost like I'm drunk all the time.
Honestly, I would love to have like a mental health professional come on the podcast to talk about the actual like mechanics that go on behind the scenes when it comes to anxiety and memory and all that stuff.
I mean, I would truly, like, I am so open book with what we have. Like, I would do like a therapy session on the mic. I really would, because I would show people the inside of, like,
that's a great idea.
Yeah. Like anxiety, like what goes on in my brain that I don't say out loud unless somebody's asking me to pull it out. That's really good idea.
We could find like a BetterHelp therapist because we got BetterHelp. I love BetterHelp. So
that's a really good idea. Yeah. Let's talk about that after.
Cool.
But yeah, that's
a toxic trait, Ben?
Not off the top of my head, but I'm sure I do.
Yeah.
I know what it is.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. You and your non-breakfast.
Oh, yes. That is totally.
Toxic for yourself.
I've been so good about eating breakfast.
Yeah.
I got him a bagel today.
I know. He was eating when he walked in. I'm like, wait, you're not fasting?
What you doing over there, son?
It's not even like I'm trying. It's just I forget and I'm not very hungry in the morning.
Mm-hmm. It's probably because you eat more at night and then you wake up a little more full.
Absolutely. I went to a country concert last night. Not really my scene, but it was a good time. It was at US Bank Stadium. It was kind of crazy. I will say we got up there and they were supposed to be ready, like have drinks out. It doesn't matter. But we were like, oh, well, let's go get like a water and a vodka soda or something like that. So we walked over to this bar area and it had like a little, like it wasn't closed off, but they had like a little, what are those little things that close the area off? Like a little.
The little beer garden fenced in.
Yes. And it was like, it wasn't closed off, you know? So we walked in and we were standing in line and this woman comes up, the most extra woman I've ever met. And she goes, do you have a wristband? And I go, what? And she goes, do you have a wristband? Clearly you don't, pointing to her wrist. And we were all like, what?
Why is it whenever Sid is drinking, there is a girl.
There's always one.
There's always one girl that pisses Sid the fuck off.
Done. Canceled. But then she goes, yeah, you don't have a wristband. You're going to have to go.
And somehow they always talk like that.
Yeah, they do. It's always extra because that. Oh, one, that's how I imitate. Yep. Two, it's that energy that just, it like immediately ticks me off. Like, and I looked at her and I was like, what? And I was with this other girl and her boyfriend and we were just like, geez. We kind of turned around. She's like, you don't have a wristband. You just can't be here, period. I was like, okay, ma'am, private party. I don't care whatever you've got going on. I don't care what privilege situation you've got going on.
Is this what you said or is this what you're thinking?
No, I thought it. And okay. I just walked my little butt away because you know what? I was greater than the situation.
I'm proud of that.
Oh, God. Her energy was too much. Wow. People are just fiery lately. I'm like, geez, what happened to you during COVID? Holy crap.
I just don't. I love, especially when you're drinking and meeting other girls in cool outfits, like, there's something about just like hyping other women up. Like I just love doing that when I go out. And some girls go the complete opposite direction where it's like they look you up and down. They're just eyeing you. They just don't like you because you look good. I don't know. Like you probably looked fucking hot last night. And this girl was probably strutting over like, I wish I had her outfit. And I'm going to go tell her to put a wristband on.
Put a wristband on, bitch. I will say.
Was that a straight cannon moment? It was one of
them.
Sassy?
It was one of them. Yeah. But I will say There was a really gorgeous girl that's like a new girlfriend of my friend.
Okay, yeah.
And I killed her with kindness because sometimes at first you're like a little intimidated by like, oh, she's gorgeous. I mean, mm-hmm. Seriously.
Yeah.
And I was like, she seems cool though. Like, oh, who cares? You know what I mean? Yeah. But to fault, I realized like girls in general, we kind of fault the like, oh, she's really pretty. Like,
she must
keep
be
my
a
distance
bitch.
A little bit. She must be rude. You know what
the
I mean?
Wall up.
Immediately. And I did it this time. I mean, I don't do it often, but I've consciously had to try to not too transparently. And she was so fucking cool. Like, I'm for sure I'd go visit her
like
in Florida.
I feel like you
didn't
do that to me when you met me.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You know what? We bonded. I do have another straight cannon moment though, because this is embarrassing. It's just, it's not that bad, but
that's
it's
embarrassing. That's a straight cannon moment, girl.
Well, you know
Tell
what? Us. So, I was having a little bit of an anxious Nelly week. Yeah. Just a lot going on.
Yeah.
And Friday night I was like, we'll have date night. And I was being super like, well, what do you want to do, Jordan? And he's like, just pick. And I'm like, well, he doesn't want to go downtown and I want to go downtown. So I'm not going to say downtown. I'm just going to say something local. That'll be good.
Yeah.
We'll go to this X place and I'm not going to say what it was because I'm going to give him a benefit of the doubt and try it again. So we will go and we get takeout. We bring it back home and we're both like smiling, kind of laughing, like eating our food. It was burgers. And I'm like looking at him and I'm like, I took a bite and I was like, that was really fucking gross. I'm like, it's okay though. Cause we're having a good date night. It's so fun. And
like,
I'm looking
it's going to be better. The second bite's going to be better.
It's going to get good. And he takes in a bite of his and he's kind of looking at me funny. And he goes, we take a few more bites and I'm like,
fuck.
I go, I really don't like this. And he goes, can I be honest? This is the worst fucking burger I've ever had. And I looked at it and I hadn't really been looking at it. It was as if it was not cooked. It was not cooked. It was literally bright red.
I love it raw was, burgers, but no, maybe not like that
no,
raw.
Not from this place. It was not
Wait,
safe.
Can you whisper in my ear now? I need
no.
to know.
Here, why don't I just show you the screen?
Yeah.
Yeah, but no. So,
you know, some restaurants you can get like the like medium rare burger because it's really good meat. We'll just say like the place that she went to, you need
you
to cook that fucker
can't.
All the way through or else you're going to get some worms in your stomach.
Seriously. So we yeah. felt ill and ruined the night. And I'm not going to lie. We went upstairs and Jordan was like, I just want to go to bed. I'm so exhausted. And we didn't have really dinner because that was so gross. And I just sat there and I just was
like, I wanted that to be good.
No, I straight up cried because I had a bad burger. I bawled. I bawled, you guys. Yes, I did. Oh. I think that was my crack. I think I like cracked at that moment. I was yep. in my bed and I'm like, you know, when you're like in your head, you're like, I feel so bad for myself.
Well, like, and you're like, I wanted this to be a fun date yeah. night. You had all these high expectations. That's yeah.
And I just cried. I just totally cried and then watched a little Kardashians and I was like, that was kind of good. And I went to bed. Yeah. Seriously. I'm just being
it is,
totally honest.
It is hard when you like visualize a night or a date night or even like a relationship in general and then like it doesn't go as planned. So I think this might have to be a conversation of a topic next week. Yes. So stay tuned because we are going to talk about like couple expectations.
Expectations.
So I think that'd be kind of cool to bring back to next week for sure.
Absolutely. Because I think we set so many high expectations. Yeah. Like you say it and you picture it and you think if like if you don't do this exact thing. It's not going to be good and I'm going to be let down and it's going to be horrible. Yeah. So.
And you're comparing and ugh.
Yeah. So anyway.
Anywho.
I'm going to cook my burger more next time and not cry.
Oh, man.
Anyway. Do you have a straight kind of moment?
Yeah. Mine's a little short, but I went to like, I mentioned at the beginning briefly, but I went to a beautiful wedding last night.
Where was it?
It was in Somerset, Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin.
Yeah. And they have this new venue right over there and it was gorgeous. I think they were one of the first weddings that happened there. And it was honestly like, it was a beautiful wedding, like, and the bride actually didn't even get a wedding planner. Like, she did it all on her own, and I was just I was so impressed. But I did realize, like, the older I get, the more emotional I really am. Like, I could not stop crying. Like, if I start crying at the ceremony, I couldn't stop. Like, it was, like, almost, like, where you're, like...
Wait, really? Were you doing like, the lip quiver thing?
Yeah, and I was like trying to just, because my makeup was fucking bomb. So I was like, don't do it. And I just like couldn't stop crying for like a good 30 minutes. Like it just like tear triggered something. And I remember when I was younger, I remember going to a family member's funeral when I was really young, thinking like you have those weird thoughts when you're a child. But I was like, okay, like I hope I cry because like I don't really know how to cry like when I'm sad like this.
I remember thinking
like, oh my God, I'm never gonna be able to cry in situations like this. But the older I get, like the more I feel these feelings and I'm like, love is so beautiful.
Oh my God.
And it was, yeah, I was tear jerking real bad.
You know what it reminds you of when we went to Callan and Hannah's wedding?
Oh my God, yeah.
And we also both had a martini before.
Oh, if you have any alcohol.
Oh God.
Oh yeah.
We were bawling. We were also front row.
Yeah.
We were literally front row.
We sat down late. We're like, well, this should be for like the family. And all of a sudden sitting there like, hey, what up?
Because we went to the bathroom. We were having a blast in the bathroom pre-wedding.
We were in the bathroom for like 45 minutes.
Seriously. And then we came out and no one is there. And we walk in the other room. Everyone is seated for the wedding.
Everyone. So blessed.
And we were like, oh my God. So we're like standing in the back row, obviously. And we can't see any seats. And we're like, oh my God.
Guess we're going up front.
Looks like we're walking all the way to the front.
Sid's like hobbling up front on one foot. She's
literally
like a little tipsy.
Oh my God. And we sit down and it was just like, we're like, does anyone want to sit like up here? They wheel the grandma next to us. I'm like, oh my God. I can't with this.
Like,
I cannot.
Hey, we're like, hey, grandma.
I was like, I shouldn't be sitting here. Do you want me to go stand? I'm like, oh God. Okay. Embrace. And then it was the most beautiful wedding though. It just reminded me of that. Cause we bawled at that one.
We did. And it's I do love the fact that we were up front cause we were able to like witness it and see all the emotions.
It was amazing.
It's so important to have a good, who's the person that stands there? And
well, it depends on what type of wedding you have.
Usher?
It can be an usher. No. It can be it's like a host.
Ordains.
Ordain. Yes.
Oh, like, right?
Yes.
No.
They ordain the wedding. Isn't that the word?
Married.
Ordain the wedding.
Anyways, moving on. Ben, do you have a straight kind of moment?
Yes, I do.
Oh,
Cuban. He writes his down, so we need to start.
No, okay. I didn't write this down. It's like in the DM. So, like you guys know, maybe not the listeners, but so on my podcast, we kind of have this like ongoing joke. We call ourselves the Little Pee Pee Boys, not referring.
Bricked Ben, the Little Pee Pee Boy.
So
my goodness,
it sounds like we're talking about our dicks, but what it really refers to is I told this story in college. I like blackout drunk peed on my floor, just like whatever, and then I ended up, I didn't remember it, vomited right next to the pee, and then figured out that it happened because of a text message from my roommate. And so yeah, it was
what?
Not a high moment in my life, I'll wait. Tell you.
Wait, does that his roommate that? His roommate text you and said you should pee on the floor, so you decide to pee?
No, I like was cleaning up my vomit and I check my phone and I have a text message from my roommate that's like, hey man, just so you know, you peed on your floor last night.
Oh!
So ever since during that, okay. when we told the story, my co-host was like, oh, little pee pee boy.
Oh.
And like, at the time, like our listeners were like, that's so funny. Like, when's the little pee pee merch coming out? So we were like,
oh my God, I love it.
This is what we're rolling with. And so we always tell stories about like people peeing on the floor or whatever, like what, you know, shit that happens.
That's for sure a toxic trait. Just saying. When you're drunk, we heard on the floor.
He goes, yeah, this little thing happened and we're both like, our heads are like going side to side. We're squinting our eyes. We're like, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it's, well, like in our fraternity, it was like normal. Like someone would just be like, yeah, I peed my pants, got really drunk, peed my pants.
Oh my God.
Is this like the first time? I feel like this is like,
no, I don't know what it is about guys peeing on,
yeah, you guys
like not in the toilet when they're drinking. Like I remember my friend's boyfriend would always pee in her laundry basket when he was drunk. It's just so weird.
My ex would pee in the corner of the room.
Yeah. What?
He'd get up and pee in the corner of the room.
Girls don't do this. Why do guys always pee anywhere but the toilet when they're drinking?
And he never believed me. I go, I saw you do it. You're like, what?
You're like, stick your face in this carpet and seriously, tell me it doesn't smell like urine.
I didn't do it. I go, yes, you did. I literally watched you do it. You got up and I go, that's not the toilet.
He's gaslighting you. Yeah. I didn't pee.
No, he did. He literally did. Anyway.
Okay, sorry, Ben.
No, you're fine. You're fine. So I tell these stories all the time. And my family, we used to have au pairs. And I keep in contact with a lot of them. And a lot of them follow me on Instagram.
Oh, boy. So oh, boy.
One of them watches all my videos. And so she randomly DMs me. She goes, hi, Ben. Random question. Do you want me to tell you how you peed in my ear as a baby out of your crib while I was putting diapers on my older sister? And I was like, fuck yeah, I want to hear that story. So this is the story. It was in 1998 when you were maybe 9 months old after I gave you and your sister a bath. I put you in the crib. You were still naked. And I was in the front of the crib on the floor putting a diaper on your sister. All of a sudden, I feel water, in quotation marks, spraying into my ear. And at first, I thought that you took one of the squishy water animals out of the bathtub with you. So we had these, like, rubber ducks that you could, like, suck up water and then, like...
I remember.
Oh, yep.
So I look over, and there you are, standing in the crib and peeing like a fountain. You looked quite content.
Oh, my God! What the heck?
Just, like, the
you
most...
little devil.
That DM... You just think of like in the middle of your day, just like chilling, reading that DM
from your old pair. Like, are you kidding? Just like, hello, Ben. Like,
I mean, I just think that stuff is so funny. Like, and the fact that like she remembered that and then was like, Ben should know this. Like,
she was probably scarred.
She's probably watching your social media. Like, shit, what did I do to this kid?
She had PTSD from that. No shit, she remembers it.
What did I do wrong? Helping you grow. Oh my
helping,
God.
Helping
Why do I say that?
Helping you flourish.
Why do I say that?
I don't know.
What's wrong with me? I think kids are like plants or something. I don't understand. You do. You water them and they grow. Give them a little feed. They might lose a leaf. Maybe they won't. Maybe they will. They might make it. Why is my voice so squeaky? Okay. Bye. Anyway, Ben,
shit.
That is liquid gold. That's amazing. Literally. Liquid gold. Oh, okay. God. Punny.
Wait, this I girl. Missed it.
See what you did there.
Liquid gold. I said that is liquid gold. And then like P is like yellow. Okay. Anyway.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
Anywho, moving forward, moving on from that, I have something to tell you guys. June 22nd, local people crew. We're just going to mention this real quick. 5:30 to 7 p.m. You can come to our summer games in Wayzata. There's a link in our bio. It'll tell you all about it. It'll tell you more. But it's going to be a blast. It's going to be a huge event. And we're doing it with a big crew. So
see
with Lululemon.
There.
See you there, crew. What else do I have for you? I suppose it's just, what are we doing today? What are we talking about today?
Yeah, I was going to say, we're going to have Trey on.
Yes.
We met him actually at one of our Straight Candid podcast events at Lululemon Mall of America. Mm-hmm. He was just like this, his energy was so contagious. And I remember him like strutting in. He had one hand up, you know, with that little like walk that like, with that just you strut down. He was like confident. His outfit was bomb. And I was just like, this guy is a character. And Sid was like, yeah, this guy is cool.
Yeah.
And we were kind of chatting a little bit. We always had him in mind, like just to come on the podcast. And it just worked out perfectly because he's free today. So he's going to come on in drinking his iced matcha latte. And I think we should just get him on here.
He is just amazing.
He can introduce himself.
He'll get himself on here. But truly, we wanted to take a second too to like just celebrate Pride. It's Pride Month. We're not like, you know, ignoring that, we are loving it up. We are loving every single second of LGBTQIA plus crew. And Trey is a wonderful human being to speak to that. So
yeah, exactly.
We wanted to have somebody that would. So without further ado,
Trey.
The beautiful Trey Moore.
Trey Moore is in the house. What a, that Ooh, name. That name is so smooth.
Thank you.
Famous.
Thank you. A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
A little sass you know. On the, oh, a little bit, a little bit.
Uh-oh.
You guys, if you have not already seen Trey's outfit, if you're not on YouTube right now or haven't seen it on our Instagram or TikTok, you better go fucking look.
Get on
it's
there.
It's a moment. It Tap is in. A, oh, it is serving.
Tap in.
My favorite thing was we were like, Trey, what are you going to wear? Like, he's like, I got to come up with something. He sends me and said this video.
Yep.
And it wasn't just like, here's my outfit. He like put the phone down and he strutted
video.
Into the camera.
A whole video.
So we are so pumped. Tell us about your outfit. Where's it from? Give us the deets.
Yes. No. My jacket is actually made from a local designer in Minneapolis.
Oh, wow.
And he just used I don't know all the details, but he used recycled jeans.
Recycled
and
denim.
Like,
and
yep. Yeah, right.
That's amazing.
Right. Such a talented artist. Yeah. So like.
What's his name? Shout him out. Do you know?
Mason Miller. Thank you so much. Yep, I really appreciate it. My favorite fucking jacket ever. So
it's amazing.
Yeah, and then, I mean, jeans, roommate jeans. And then, you know, the chain. Can't let y'all know where the ice be. But, like, you know, I can't put everybody on.
No,
like,
no,
then
no.
I wouldn't have my exclusive shit. So it's like, and then just all Trey Moore.
Yeah. Trey Moore. He goes, yes.
This is all Trey Moore right here.
I love you.
I love you. We could not wait to have you on. Ever since we were telling everybody before that we met you at Lulu and we were like, we fell instantly in love with you. Your energy is infectious.
No, I mean, and I get that. I'm not even trying to sound like, oh my God, I get that.
You can toot your horn.
It's that toot toot. I get that a lot. Like, people are like, you're so contagious. Your laugh is contagious. Your smile is contagious. Your energy is so vibrant. And, like, they want to be around me. And I'm just like, this is just Trey.
I'm so curious to know, like, where that energy comes from. And if you're always like that, you know what I mean?
Right.
I think we'll get into that in a second. But first, will you just introduce yourself to people listening? Who are you? Who's Trey Moore?
Yeah.
What's your life like?
I think, first of all, hey, y'all. my name, Trey Moore. And who am I? I think I'm still learning that as I go myself. And I think I'm still growing. And I think I'm stepping into who I am. But I would say who Trey Moore is an African-American king who, you know, doesn't care about what others think of him. And he just, like, walks with his crown on. And, like, you know, don't let your head fall too down because it might slip. And I just embrace who I am and... We can get into that more about like who I am and how I kind of fell into that journey, but I'm just that bitch. I'm that bitch. To put it plain and simple for y'all, I'm that bitch.
How old are you, King?
21.
Okay.
I can't believe
I just turned 21 in February.
Okay.
I cannot believe.
Wait, that is why. So funny story. Before we started, we're like, Trey, do you want anything from Caribou Coffee? Like,
right.
And he was like, he texts back a little late. We're like, oh crap. We didn't get him something. So we walks in. We're like, do you want anything to drink? We're thinking coffee. And I was like, unless you want like seltzer or like tequila. Now that I know he's 21, he's like,
now I know why.
It's like 10 a.m. He's like, I'll take a little tequila.
I was like, yeah. I said, I'm still rolling from last night. Just
let's keep it going.
Throw me a little shot.
Let's keep it going. Except I made the worst drink possible. I'm so sorry, you two.
But I'm still
so
drinking.
Sorry.
I told her, I'm still drinking.
We had no mixers. Everything's down like in a cooler. So I'm like, crap.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
I got like two things to make a drink.
I'm
so
appreciative.
Like,
I'm appreciative. Thank you. Well, thank you for making
you're
it
welcome.
For me, baby.
You're welcome, of course, sugar.
Speaking of last night, do you have a straight canon moment you would like to share with our audience?
Or
and
whenever.
If you're a new listener, straight canon moments.
He prays for a second.
Straight canon moments are embarrassing moments, something that makes you a little more human. So let's hear it.
Just a little more human.
Just a bit.
Well, yeah. So.
Get dirty. Come on,
the,
you got
going
it.
To, can I say the loop? Can I say yes? Where I'm? Oh, okay, yes. So I went to the loop.
Not allowed.
Fucked up.
We talk about the loop way too much.
Not allowed. Cut it out. I went to the loop. Fucked up. Just shots on shots on shots. But they weren't paid for it, so obviously I'm going to drink those. One thing about me, I'm going to drink a shot that's paid not paid for by me. Yeah. I'm going to drink it. Got fucked up. And then my friend ordered the Uber. I'm like projectile-y throwing up in the Uber.
No.
To the point where the Uber kicked us out.
This was last night?
No. Oh. No. This is,
I'm like,
but this
you?
Is my straight candy
this
moment.
Is straight candy moment,
yes. I didn't know it had to be from last
no,
night.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It doesn't.
Okay. She's like,
like, wow, you're pretty.
Like, are you okay? Are you good?
No, right. So, and I'm still here, yeah. Right? Just projectile-y throwing up. And then I'm in an Uber. He kicked us out. I fell, bust my ass on ice because it was like January or something. And you know how that is in Minnesota. Bust my ass, has like permanent scars. And then I threw up in the next Uber.
No.
So there's two $40 cleaning fees. So I'm paying $80 like. I'm drunk as fuck. Down $80 down in the hole. Then I get home, throws up everywhere.
Stop.
I'm like naked. My roommate comes in and he, I have no words for that. But it's my straight candid.
Was
but
this you know your what? 21st birthday?
And it was the weekend after my 21st.
Okay, so you kind of celebrating it.
Yes, I was going the hardest. I was like, let me see how far I can push myself. Yeah. Never again.
Oh, yep. My
never
God.
Again.
You learn fast.
Yeah, throw up all over my jacket, all over myself. I woke up like and just like throw up. It's like all
no.
over my like mouth. It was
that
disgusting.
Can be so dangerous, it was, too.
Yeah,
it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, if you're like.
Thank God you were there.
Yeah, thank you, Dino.
Oh, a lot of love for Dino and always. Also brings you closer. I will say though, like everybody's got a 21st straight candy moment, or majority of people do. Because, honey, I kicked somebody out of the bar because I puked and I pointed to somebody else. They asked who did it and I pointed to someone else. I did
it. Was him.
I know, literally,
it
I did.
Was him.
I had no idea. Later, they were like, did you know you did this? I'm like, did what? And they're like, I had no
like,
idea.
Don't get his ass.
I was like, I'm not leaving.
So they
like, that is evil.
So I'm not leaving, right? I'm
that
waiting
is
in this
evil.
Long ass line. Like I'm not leaving. The lines out here are crazy. Speaking of, I was at Cowboy Jack's last night. I don't know if like the Morgan Wallen concert like brought everybody, the Twins game, but everyone, their mothers and their like aunties were there. I was like, I got there at like 10:03, didn't get in there until like 11:37, and the fucking line leap. I'm like, fuck all you line leap thirsty motherfuckers. $30. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm just like balling on a budget, but I'm not paying $30 to get in the fucking line. I was no.
Of all places, though, too, Jax. Like you're not
right.
paying to get in there, honey. Then, not I mean, happening. Not happening.
Right.
Right. Oh my God, you're freaking hilarious.
I don't get the line leap thing.
Yeah.
I
don't
just
either.
Yeah.
You pay $30 and then you get in an alternate line, and I guess you get prioritized.
Okay. No.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm sorry. Not mm-hmm. interested. Thanks.
Oh wait.
You just walk into the bouncer and just hey.
Right. Right. Hey.
I have to say
it. I feel like Sid is really good at this.
Wait. Say, hey.
He shows his nipple. Does that
shows
ever,
a little nip.
Does it ever work on those big brawly bouncers with that nipple?
Behind the scenes.
Oh!
Behind the scenes. You know, I'm going to keep it quiet on that one, but
they
just
act,
know I get in. I get in.
They act like they're not into it.
Say, yeah, hit me up after this. I'm like, maybe.
Of course. Maybe. Oh, yeah, you are the energy that everybody wants and needs, honey. Everybody. Oh, my God.
I think so.
You truly are.
I need to.
You truly are, though. I'm serious. I won't lie. You go up to them and you give them a little, hey, like, is there... Can I get let in? You kind of
right.
just give them a little like.
No, you first ask, how are you doing tonight?
Yeah, you're like,
yeah.
Is it busy? It's
yeah.
so busy. Even though there's a line right there.
Say, oh my gosh, that line is so long. So, What's the chances of me getting in? Like, right?
I can't even count on my hands how many times I've done that.
I can already tell this is going to be a fun podcast. I know. You are so energetic.
I'm ready.
And we are so ready to hear about you and your story. And so you're in college right now.
I am taking a gap.
Oh, year. Yes. We knew this. Uh-huh. We knew this. Mm-hmm. Tell us more about the gap year and where are you working right now?
Yeah.
Give us that. And then tell us. Yeah, we'll stop there. Sorry. What am I saying?
I was like, he's making a
list. I just kind of wanted to transition from the to a little more straight.
To a little bit. Okay. So my gap year kind of just was promoted by me wanting to take my own route in life. I think a lot of people are like, you have to go to college. You have to do this. And I fell in because I'm in my third year technically. So a lot of people were like, you have to do this. You have to do this. You have to do this. And for what I want to do in my life, I was just like, you know, I'm awesome. I'm like a self-advocate for myself. I have such supportive friends around me. And what I want to do, which is be, I was telling you guys, I want to be an influencer and like a worldwide influencer known for just being Trey, talking to people, connecting people, connecting with people. So I was just like, let me get out here and try it on my own. I've been modeling. I'm on a Straight Candid podcast. Okay, I know that's right. So I've just been doing my shit and popping my shit, and I'm so thankful, and I'm just gonna keep going. So I'm just like, why not? I mean, like, why am I going so much in a hole? I think it's such a like reverse kind of, what the fuck
am I, reverse psychology,
yeah, something so like that, where it's just like you're putting yourself in debt to get a job that you may or may not be able to pay off your debt. I'm just like, okay, but I know I'm gonna go back to school to get my education and get my degree, but I want to be financially comfortable when I'm able to do that. And yeah,
I like that you speak to this because I think it is very stigmatized to like take a gap year or even like not finish college, because I think you're right. Like, I'll be completely honest, I'm not using my degree at all.
Right.
I'm using my personal training certification. Yep. I'm using, you know, just like little certifications I got that don't have to do with my with my graduate degree my undergrad degree. So, I like that you spoke to that because I think it should be a little more common, especially because you don't always need a degree these
and
days.
And you don't,
like,
no, you make money, especially these days. Especially social after media. COVID, like a lot of like online stuff. Everywhere is hiring. Everywhere is hiring. So it's just like you can find a job. You know, you can find a job. It's just about, do you want to find a job? Do you want to work? And speaking of work, you asked me, where do I work?
Yeah.
You know, I'll be booked and busy.
Ooh.
So I have a couple jobs. I work as a server at Sonora Grill. Come see me. Fire ass tacos. I work at Lululemon at the Mall of America. And then I also work as a wedding planner assistant for Joyful Day Weddings.
You do?
I do.
How did you get into that?
Being trait. No, I'm just kidding. I work with someone at Lulu, the curator, who organized you guys' event.
We love Liz Kruger.
I was going to say, love you, Liz. Shout out to my baby. Love Liz so much.
She's a bomb.
She is that bitch. That bitch, right.
Speaking of her quickly, I had a wedding to go to yesterday and she messaged me. She's like, I have all these dresses you can wear. Come try them on. She literally was just going to give me her whole closet. See,
and that's Liz. So that's selfless. Liz. Just like, so giving.
Just so whole, giving.
Yeah, so I selfless.
Her. I love you, Liz. But Joyful Day Weddings and Liz worked with my owner and she, I mean, like I was just on Indeed and like I was like, oh, this shit looks bussin'. The owner of the Joyful Day Weddings called me up and was like, hey, you work with Liz? I mean, like, I've worked with her before, so you must be hot shit. Good news. So then got into that and then just did my first wedding, I think last week, and it was thebomb.com. I was like, I definitely am like an event, you know, it's not for everybody. And I'm starting to learn and see, like, you know, people are like, I would never do this. And I'm like, I'm ready to do this. You know, I think I really like events and I like leading events, and that's what I do at Lulu. And that's how we got to meet, because I was working events. And it's just like, connect with people. I want to talk to you. Don't text me. You know, like, I want to connect. And I think that shocks people and that throws them out there. They're like, oh my God, this kid, he wanted to know how I am. And they can feel the, like, how genuine I am when I'm asking, how are you? Or like, you know, tell me more about yourself, because everyone has a story. So I'm just like, let me get to know your story. And that's the part of the reason why I want to be an influencer, because it could connect me to so many more stories, you know?
Absolutely. We We knew something was different about you the moment we met you. Seriously, at an event, I can see exactly why you'd go into events because bring an energy and someone has to lead the way. And you're like you're a thought leader and like a just somebody who's going to lead people into feeling good at an event or whatever it may be. But I want to know why you're you. You know what I mean? I want to know your story.
Right. Yeah.
I truly do. And I don't know where you want to start your story because we got the like, what's that textbook version? No, what's it called? When you skim a book, there was a website we always typed in. You know what I mean?
What is it? Spark Notes.
Spark Notes.
Spark Notes. Yep.
I was like, what's it called? It got me a lot of quizzes. I got like an 80%. Anyway, no, but I want to know the full version of you and why you're you.
Why are you so confident?
I just
love that. I love your confidence.
Yes.
Because I'm sure it was a learning curve and there was a journey there.
Very much so. I think just being born into like very strong family. I had an awesome brother who kind of just like was he's a little bit more reserved than I am because I'm very, very like, but, right. So like, but just watching him and just like his swag and his 11-year wife now. And like, she kind of helped me with my fashion and he helped me with my, you know, speech and how I want to carry myself and how I want to carry myself as a black man. So, and that's very what I'm learning, a very different outlook from any, you know, a white person or like an Asian person, like a black man today is just and a gay black male, you know, that's like the triple threat. So but what makes me you know, went to high school in a suburb off Woodbury, and just went through a lot of shit there. And I think my mom is a very like wise person. She has a lot of wisdom and she has been through, you know, her own fight. And I think that with her own fighting, she wanted to set me up. So I, you know, you want to protect your kids from everything. So she set me up. She can't protect me from everything, but she definitely opened my eyes to see, you know, kind of the BS that goes on behind the scenes. So, I don't know the confidence, I don't know what that is. And I don't know.
Have you all, like in high school, go back to like your high school. So like you went through some stuff in high school.
Right.
Did you always feel like able to just be completely Trey, be so confident and show that fashion side of you?
Right.
Or was it like, did you feel like a moment where, you know what, today's the day.
Yeah.
I'm going to be me.
I was a little bit more suppressed and like who I was in, I want to say freshman and sophomore and half a junior year. I was closeted and I was on a DL is down low, guys who haven't come out yet, for all the viewers who don't know. But I felt like I couldn't be myself because I needed to be like everybody else. And everybody else was having girlfriends. They were doing this. Like what straight people do. And I just wanted to fit in. I wanted to have everybody like me. And if that meant me being straight, you know, I didn't really like know like the whole concept. Like if you like men, like, you're gay if you like, you know, and I just didn't understand that for some reason, or I didn't, you know, I didn't really care about that. So it was brought to me in high school. So when I heard gay was bad, I was like, oh, hell, you know, but I knew something in me, like I liked guys, you know, so it's just like going through that. And then I was closeted until junior year, and then I was outed by a friend of mine at the time. And then that just kind of shook my whole world. Like
you had a choice right there.
I did.
Like you did. You could either retract and be feel embarrassed and feel like, oh my God, what a risk I took even telling somebody. Now everybody knows my quote unquote secret, right?
Right.
Or you could grab it by the horns and do something with it
and take that shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And grab Jesus, take the wheel. Trey, take the wheel. Fuck. No. So yeah, I was outed, and you know, from there I was just,
what do you
like,
mean by outed? So like there was a rumor that quick got spread and then the whole high school knew about it. And it's like in high school, everything is,
interlinked.
Like you're still like very close high school. But when I think back to like when I was in high school, I'm like, oh my God, I thought it was such a big deal, but it really wasn't.
Right.
But I feel like yours was like very recent. And this is like definitely something that you go to school and you're like, you're crawling in your skin. Cause like, everyone knows
it was
like,
a summer before senior year.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So like that first day back, I was like, and just seeing people at the like parties and like during that time, I was like, I can't step out of here because like I feel like everyone's gonna be like, you're gay, like get the fuck out of, you know, and just attack me. So I just had all these thoughts in my head that I was just like, I don't want to be seen. I was going to transfer schools. I was going to do, but then I don't know what came over me. And I mean, like, I'm so thankful for it, but it was just like, Trey, either you let them win and you get the fuck out, or you ride this horse all the way through. You're in your last year. I mean, you have supportive ass friends who, whoever's going to stick by me, that's the motherfuckers who I want in my life anyway. The motherfuckers who are going to talk behind my back, I don't want them in my life. You're not going to be at my wedding. What? No. So I was just like, I was so set and like, who the real ones are going to stick by me. Yeah. And, you know, they're still sticking by me to this day. The ones that have, you know, rolled from me through and through, they're still with me. So I'm just like, that's all I need. I don't need a big posse, but I fuck with everybody, but I don't fuck with everybody, if the, you know?
Oh, absolutely. So. And you decided, like, you just took it and you were like, I'm going to be me 100% because you could have retracted, been like afraid and doing all these things and not been you. But like, do you think that was like the key to becoming exactly who you are today? Like, is that what opened the door to be like, you know what, I'm me, I'm going to own it. And I'm just like, and that's why, what shaped you?
I think for sure one door. There's many, many doors and there's many, many layers. I think it for sure opened the first door to who I am. And I think right now I'm stepping into that next door, which is so exciting. But yeah, that was definitely a first door unlocked. And I was just like, it just felt like, guys, the best way to describe it is a weight being off your shoulders after everybody knew. And just like going in there, after I was outed, going into senior year, I had a boyfriend, and I was the first out known gay guy at my school. And I started dating my boyfriend, and I was the worst boyfriend, y'all. Oh. I was the worst fucking boyfriend. But he kind of really helped me get through that whole senior year of like, he was just like, Trey, you know, fuck the rumors, fuck the rest, fuck, you know. So he really helped me, and I think, you know, without him, it would have looked differently. I'll say that.
You learned a lot from that relationship, probably. And like,
I did.
When you're newly gay, you were also probably like, this is awesome. Like, right. I want to be who I am. So it was probably hard to be with one person in general.
Yeah.
You wanted to know who you liked, what you liked. Yep. Exactly.
Yeah, still curiosity. Learning.
Yeah.
Could be still open. Learning.
Did you ever have a girlfriend for like cover ups, or did you ever date someone that was trying to hide their identity?
Yeah. Yeah. Like a beard. That's what it is called.
What's it called?
Beard.
Beard.
So it's like cover up. Yep. Isn't gay terminology, y'all. Yep. The beard is a girl, typically a girl you date to cover up. And I've dealt with a lot of men like that. And we could get into that for sure.
Well, I would love to, because this is brand spanking new to me. Seriously. Right? I mean, I know people like, they'll date just because they're like, I'm not completely sure with my sexuality, or I'm like a little afraid to be
and
honest with you. But yeah, which is totally
and
fine.
That's okay. And I was, I don't even know where I was, but a little scared of your sexuality. You know, I'm very, very open. I mean, like, as you guys can tell. And I was having a conversation and they're like, how can you sort of same deal? They were like, how can you be so like open with your sexuality and just like what took you here? And I'm just like, I don't, you know, be who you are. You get one life. There's so much shit going in the world that just put in a focus on like hiding yourself. Be fluid. Like, who fucking cares? Like, I know I'm going to have like sex with a girl before I die. I have to, but I still know that I'm going to have to
do
but
it.
I know that I'm going to get married to a guy. Like, I know that now as a 21 year old, but like, I mean, things could change. Maybe 27 year old Trey wants some pussy. Like, I mean, like, who knows? Like,
I like what you said about so much hiding about who you really are, because it's also like not even hiding, but trying to be like everyone else rather than. Why would you want to be like everyone else versus wanting to be like yourself?
Follow the
right?
sheep, right? Yeah. I'd rather be the leader.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm Mary, had a little lamb. I'm Mary. Follow me, you know. So
seriously,
I will be the first to like leave my footprints and then leave a trail. You know, like I will be him.
Imagine the effort you would have continued to put into hiding who you are instead of being who you are,
right?
If you wouldn't have had the opportunity to come out and just be free like you are right now,
like myself, exactly.
I mean, who? Were there people that were supportive in your circle and there were people that weren't supportive? Because then I want to go back to the beard conversation. But
yeah,
how did that go over? Like, was it difficult letting people in relationships go that weren't going to be there for you?
Well, since like it was outed by my friend, I was having a hard time trusting people because I trusted somebody with that big of a secret and then it was exposed. So it's just like I had to cipher through, you know, some of the people and Some people just was like, hey, Trey, you know, didn't give a fuck. Some people removed me off Snap, unfollow me, did the whole nine. So I was just like, but there were definitely people in my circle, like when I said I still have them today, who just didn't care. They was like, Trey, I knew. They was like, I knew. Say yo gay ass. I was like, oh, okay. I said, you could have told me this like 2 years ago, but okay. But yeah, I definitely had a good tight-knit group, and I still have a couple of those friends. You know, you have fallen out, and that's whatever, but I definitely do have the ones who were very supportive in the start, and they go right with me to the end. So
love that.
But absolutely. You want to go
just,
back?
We just talked about like friend breakups in our previous episode, which is why I said it was probably like
that's like a real heartbreak. Just,
yeah,
though.
I had to know because it does. It hurts. We were talking about how it hurts more to break it off than it does to be broken up with, kind of thing. What a relationship that is, because you're in control.
Yeah,
but you got to better yourself. And I want to say one comment. I hate that the fact that you even had to like come out. And well, I know we've talked about this before.
I was just gonna say I even feel a little weird making a podcast about it because it's like. Why does this even have to be a topic conversation? Because it's like who you are.
Yep. Exactly.
So like I almost want to go into things like, okay, people that are listening, like tell us about dating in the gay scene. Like what is the terminology? Are you on Grindr? How does it work? Because I feel a little like, why do we need a whole episode about being
coming
gay?
Coming out, yeah. Right.
Because it's bullshit. Like no shit, you're who you are. Like I'm a girl. I'm maybe bisexual. You're a dude. And you're
gay. Maybe I'm,
it's so invasive. And it's so odd that we have to like
label yourselves.
And as if sexuality is like just as intimate as anything else of like a private part or something like that. It's like, it's intimate. It's private. Why do I need to tell you, hey, by the way, my orientation is this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like as if you need to know that. You can look at me.
Right.
You can know my personality. Why the hell do I need to tell you my preference? Like, it just seems wild.
And I think probably that's why I think this podcast is going to be a good one, because it's not like, okay, this is your story because you're gay. It's more like we want to celebrate it. Just like
that's
just like Pride Month. Like, we're not here to be like
Happy Pride.
Yeah, we're not here to be like, okay, like everyone who maybe is gay, like come out and share your identity. Right. It's more like be yourself and let's celebrate that we're all different.
Right.
And
that's why to each other and like, you know, and lean on one another. That's what my biggest thing is. You have to trust. Yes, you may get burned, but you have to like find those ones around you and lean on them. And like that will be, you know, your support system. And like, maybe that's my confidence and they're filling my cup, you know? And it's just been so great just having the people around me and just like who supports me. And just, I think I've taught a lot of I have a lot of guy friends and they're like, so Trey, like, what does it mean to like, you know, like just like these odd, like the blue questions.
What's like the most common question that they would ask you that you're like, okay, I'll help you answer this.
I don't know, but like
I can think of one.
I can think of one too.
Okay, like typical. How are you? Okay, so I know like bottom and top for
yeah.
the gay.
Yeah. Gay community. What am I?
Well, like yeah, I get a little bit confused in terms of some people are both and some people are only one. And when you go on dates, you usually like you have to ask it right away, right?
I know because I don't. I'm just like
You're fluid, maybe that.
I'll please my man.
You're like fluid and whatever is needed. Yeah.
What you need,
babe? Just got a little like steamy when you said that.
That's why I wore.
Like the way he like moved his eyes.
I was like,
I know
I'm not even a guy. He literally was like, and I was like, oh,
I want your sexual confidence. Yeah. Like, I'm learning from you. Like, I'm like, oh,
I wore less clothes because I knew it was going to get steamy. These girls. Yes. That's why I wore less clothes because I knew it was going to get hot as fuck.
Oh my God.
Yeah, boy. Real hot girl
shit.
Okay. Top, bottom. Well,
The conversation around it. And like,
top. So a top is, I mean, you're fucking.
Yep.
Bottom is you're getting fucked. And then.
That's the best explanation.
Let's keep it.
I have ever.
Let's keep it candid. Heard. Let's keep it straight candid.
Yes.
And then verse is when you can do both.
Okay.
And I haven't bottomed before. Mm-hmm. Have not. Okay. Nope. I have top before. Yeah.
So if you were to go on a date though with someone who is only a top, like I know in dating profiles sometimes in the gay community that will you disclose what you are?
So like a Tinder date.
Yeah. Okay. But not on every app?
No. Well, I'm only on, I'm on Tinder and Hinge. Okay. So like, but I don't disclose like, I am a top, I am a bot, you know, like, and for me, at least for me, speaking of the place of I, like, I don't go on, I look for your personality. Mm-hmm. I don't care. I mean, like, we can figure that shit out after.
That's kind of the fun
like,
part.
Yeah, it is. It is. Like, let's play a game, you know,
but know
like,
you first.
I want to know you, get to know. I mean, can we have real ass conversations? Cause if you can emotionally connect with me, you can have it all, you know, but I need that emotional connection to even make it to the bedroom. And I need to be able to like feel comfortable around you. And I need to be able to feel like I can trust you and be safe around you. That, I mean, like that sex shit, that shit's coming after, and that's coming after a while, you know? So I'm not the one to be like, oh, are you a top or bottom, you know?
Can I ask you a question about like dating apps and like in the gay community? Because I had a friend I was just visiting out in New York, and he was like, you can look through my dating app, because I was curious. And I was like, he was like, I want to show you this. And what was interesting to me is one of the apps that he showed me, majority of them were just bodies. Just somebody's neck and down.
So I think that's Grindr.
So it might be Grindr.
It wasn't like black and yellow.
I don't remember the actual app looking, but most of it was like butt cheeks and like abs. And
I have
like
a story about that.
Low, Grindr. You know what I mean? Like lines, and it said Grindr. The biggest was it?
Yeah.
And the biggest thing, all you could see was like maybe a username and then like their preferences.
Yeah. And top boy 347.
Yeah, but I was just like, what was so interesting is it's so sexualized, and it's about your body.
Your physique.
So that can be, which is crazy, because you were just literally doing that right there.
Yeah.
I was like, is that difficult? Because is it mostly about sex and like your body at first, like in that community from like, you know, you go on an app. Like I have never been on an app where I see, do you know what I'm saying?
No, because I think that's like Tinder for straight people. So like Grindr specifically.
I've never used a dating app. So
like
that's
Grindr
like,
is specifically less. Used for having sex with someone, because it literally tells you, it literally tells you like how close they are.
Yeah. Like,
so like down the
hall. Feet away. Yep.
Yeah. Like you could literally get dick down. Oops, sorry. You could literally have sex with someone no matter where you are, if you're on Grindr.
Wow. So it's genuinely for that. That's what it's used for. For like
that's
hooking
why
up.
It's,
like hooking up. Yep.
And sorry. I have a story about that. So like I had a friend who, caught his boyfriend cheating on him.
Wait, I know this story.
I'm trying to remember how it went, but it's with Grindr. So it was like, oh, so he wanted to see if his boyfriend was on Grindr. So he ended up making his location go next to where his boyfriend lived, right? And he made a fake profile or whatever, and his boyfriend's on Grindr.
Wow.
So and Grindr is specifically used for that. So that's why it's body
but
down.
Basically,
and
they were
hide
messaging.
Their face.
Yeah, because I mean, and that can go into like male insecurities as well, and it could go into like that DL that I was talking about. Because, I mean, to keep it honest, like men just want a nut, like one and done. Like that's all like that I've started to learn that like not all men, and I'm not labeling all men like as fucking horn dogs, but like. A lot of these people that are on Grindr, they're too scared to like even show their face, but then they wanna like have you come over at 2:00 in the morning. Like, no.
You think there's a lot of closeted
yes.
people on Grindr? 100%.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So that's kind of their safe space because their face is not it.
But then I'm like, you're gonna send the face pic, you know, like you're not just gonna, or I'm just not. I have a Grindr experience, and I've had Grindr before, but I had this like, I was gonna like, hook up with this one dude. Like that was just like in my mind. I was like, yep, this is happening.
You're probably thinking you're supposed to do this because that's what everyone else is doing.
Right. And
too.
I'm like, and this was like early, you know, when I first came to the U, and I was just like, you know, I'm ready. I was graduated from Stout. So, I mean, not graduated, came from Stout. I was like, damn, where's like, my degree what? At? Where's my degree? I was just talking about I'm taking a gap year.
Since Harvard, I feel like it's crazy. Getting my master's there.
Right. Harvard.
Yeah. Oh. No. I was like, Harvard? Being funny. Well,
I would for sure believe Sid.
No, I was like,
if Sid told me
like
she was
smart
get, yeah.
Stop you,
like,
you guys. Stop.
You look like a smart bitch. sorry.
As I'm wearing no bra and my shirt's just like wide open in the front.
talk about shirt.
Anyway.
my bad. No, but, the Grindr date pulled up. It's like 2 a.m. It's this like old ass man in a pickup truck, and I promise to God, I saw like a like Confederate flag. It might have been a like America. I was never down on a Grindr again.
Freaked
No, and it's like 2 a.m. and like no. I can, my window is right there where I can see everybody pull in. And he, it just like this one truck, and he like typed here, and I could see the, I could see his car, and I could see the light flashing, and it was this big ass pickup truck, and I was like, hey, what are you driving? And he was like, oh, just come let me in. And I was like, yeah, fuck that. I deleted the app, never went back on there because I was just too terrified from that moment that, like, because it's so, I was hearing, around that time, I was hearing, like, people in New York were, like, disappearing, getting taken, getting, like, you know, hate crime. So I was just like, I have a lot more time on this earth, and I want.
I don't
want to
die.
I don't want to die. So I was like, it ain't going to be me, baby.
No, not today. I'm not that baby, honey. Yeah. Wow. So. That's crazy. I mean, the safety thing, it makes sense because I feel like there's other apps too that. Whoa. Oh, sorry. There was a spider right behind our head.
The devil is
alive. My God. Where did that just go?
That need to be a slow-mo clip because it's in my face. I just know.
I saw something in the corner of my eye. I'm like, what the heck?
Trey, sorry, because we're kind of getting to the wrapping this up, is there a few topics that you really want to dive into that you want to speak to today? Was there anything like toxic masculinity, anything in general, or should we just keep flowing?
Something that I do want to speak to is, and this is to, I mean, the local gays, the local in the closet world. I think just know that you're not alone, and just know that, you know, gay baiting is a real thing, and gay baiting.
I
say by that is, what a straight man, he will flirt with a gay guy until like the gay guy is like obsessed or likes him, but then he, I mean, has a girlfriend or like doesn't like, but they need that like reassurance because they're not.
This happens a lot because
they're not out. It does.
Because they're not even out, but they're craving the attention.
They're craving that attention from it, and. They'll get it from anywhere. But like me, I'm what they call straight passing. So sometimes when you look at me, you don't know like initially that I'm like gay to start because like I have a deeper voice and I'm not like, you know, nothing to get.
Your voice is sexy, by the way.
Yeah, you do have a sexy voice.
Sexy voice. Oh.
I'm steamy I'm just again.
Kidding. Oh my God.
I'm hot.
Imagine if you had headphones on. Say
it again.
Say it again.
Closing my eyes.
Like, everyone, turn your volume up.
Said this is the part where you turn it up.
Yes, literally.
You could do like ASMR sexing.
Like,
why do you think? Because what? I just literally was like, what did I just hear?
It literally just moves on.
I know. Like, I'm like, huh? I'm like, what?
Oh, no, what are they called? Oh, audio porn.
Ooh, oh,
that's hot.
Yeah, like be like, you know, one day I was walking down the beach, saw this tall, dark, black, handsome. Long dick style. That's what it goes into.
Look at your roommate right now.
No, I have to go back. He's going to be like, this shit you just, yeah.
What did you just do?
He's going to be like, Trey, you totally just.
Trey. No, you didn't. You did not.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mom.
You just auditioned for something. Someone's going to see it and you're going to get,
Inquiry. Yeah. That word. Send him to my roommate Dino. He'll get it managed. He'll get booked me.
No, what I was gonna ask was this. So this, what is it called?
Gay baiting.
Gay bait.
So it can be. Do you think it's usually a guy who's not come out of the closet, or is it just? It could be both.
It could be both.
Why? Why do they do that?
You know, let's get them on this podcast.
Seriously,
I know. Seriously,
I know that it's obviously for attention, but why would someone? If they're not curious in the like opposite or the same gender, then why are you baiting somebody? Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
I
have some ideas. Yeah, go for it first.
I just think maybe it's something that they want to explore. I mean, it's right in front of them. They know. I mean, I'm openly out and, you know, confident in who I am, so they know I'm gay. So they're just like, oh, like, you know, he's confident. Like, you know, let me see if I can experiment. And this is another thing, like. They just want to experiment with, but like you're experimenting at my heart and at my cost. And that's what's fucked up.
Yeah, that's horrible.
You know,
it's horrible.
You know, and then like, if I get to like you, and then, you know, it's rare if Trey Moore like you, because, you know, like I'm a whole package picky. Deal and then some. Right. And I'm picky. Yeah. So,
should be.
Yeah, right. And
it's good thing.
And I think I'm learning to be like even more, a little bit more picky in who I fuck with. But once I get there, and then you're like, you know, I'll be honest. I'll be like, hey, I am feeling you. You know, I have been burned and I've been hurt, but at least you know the truth. But like, I'm like, hey, I'm feeling you. And then they're like, oh, wait, no. Like, I'm not like that. But then we'll continue. And after I know that, they'll continue to do the same shit. And I'm like, wait, what? Like, that doesn't make sense.
Like, flirt with you and
touch the body, flirt with me, call me, take me out to dinner. I mean, like, damn. Like, I'm like, what? You're taking me out on dates. These are clearly dates because I'm not paying. And, you know, we're having great conversation. You know, the vibe's there. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, you're not.
It's like a power trip. It is, because then they're like, wait, no, I'm not like that. No. I mean, you're just thinking that way.
What would you recommend, though, someone that is maybe has identified as straight, but someone who is curious in, I guess, you know, figuring out their own sexuality by maybe dating someone who is gay or maybe wanting to like experiment with gay sex. So like what is the right way to do it then if you are straight, right?
Communication.
Okay.
I think being very clear in your intentions and just being like, oh my God, I would love this man or I would love someone to do this. I haven't had this experience yet, but just to be like, Trey, I was straight. I don't know what I am now. I know that I am feeling you, that I have some sort of feeling towards you. Can we, I'm okay with keeping it, not like hidden, but like, I'm okay with like exploring with you as long as you're honest with me. But then like, I have to know that, you know.
Because then you're not putting all your eggs in that one basket knowing like this might not work out, then that's okay. Right. Like,
and I can also help you. Yeah. I can also help you. And like, I'm not going to give you all the right answers because I don't know the right answers. But like, I can definitely be, I'm a friend first. And that's what I look for in a lover. I'm a friend first. You could call me bawling your eyes out. Like, and I will sit on the phone with you for hours talking about like whatever. But just don't have me out here looking dumb.
No,
you know?
Hell no.
You know, so it's just like, just have that open communication. Be honest. People are too scared to tell the truth. And I'm just like, keep it. I mean, don't hurt nobody's feelings, but keep it honest, you know, and keep communication open.
Do you think that has something to do with toxic masculinity, though?
Yes. Yes.
Because like, that's not really something that they're, you know, told to do. Men are told to do, right?
Yeah.
Like,
I've seen this in white men, especially because I used to have a preference of like white men. Now give me some color. But I mean, but if the right white person
came along.
Yeah, I hit my line.
Trey's like anyone.
Anybody. Yeah. Would you touch on though toxic masculinity? I'm so curious because you had an opinion about that. And I know it's complex.
It is. And it's such a like big, you know, but I think it's been engraved in history as like, you need to have six packs. You need to date girls, you need to have a baby. And I think that just like that is being burned in there. But I think it comes from parents. Like, just like, I don't want to say like conservative parents, like in like, you know, that way, but like very much like Catholic following. And it's straight candid. Mm-hmm. But like, or at least the guys that I've talked to, it comes from their parents and they feel like they need to live up to their parents' expectations. But baby, you're not your dad.
And you're not happy.
And you're not happy. That's the thing. Why would you ever go through life not happy? I would never want to live that. And that's why I'm so confident, or that's why I'm so like open, because like that's who Trey is. And that's what makes me happy. Doing this shit, this makes me happy. Being an influencer, that makes me happy. That doesn't need to be for you. Being gay and liking guys, that's for me, y'all. That is for Trey Moore. That doesn't need to be for you. You know? So
you are
looking at my goosebumps.
It's kind of crazy because I'm listening to you talk, and like in the beginning, you were like, "I wear my crown, like that's who I am. I don't put my head like you are literally the best energy to be around. You have your crown on. You are elevated, like energy wise, because you found you, and I can just feel it. It like makes me want to dive deeper and understand me more. Like truly,
truly, you have to, because only you're your best advocate. At the end of the day, you're gonna have family support. You're gonna have friend support. Soph is going to have Soph. Sid is going to have Sid at the end of the day. So why not understand why we're still on this earth? Be so solid within yourself that nobody can ever be like, Soph, you're a bitch. Like, you're a bitch.
And I'd be like, boss bitch, you know
it. A bad bitch, you know it. You know, so, but you're so solid that nobody can ever try to like push or tell you who you are, because only you know you.
You shock me. You are like 2 years out of college or 2 years out of high school.
I was going to say you're very well spoken for being 21. My God.
Thank you.
I do have. Like, okay.
Holy shit. I know. Sorry, I'm like amazing. Just totally wowed.
I do have one question that I think, because we do have a lot of girl listeners.
Hey, girls.
And I want a little juicy detail. Can you give any blowjob tips?
Uh-oh. Ladies.
It can be very simple. It doesn't have to be too detailed. Yeah. If you want to be detailed.
Ladies.
I feel like you want to be detailed.
Yeah, like right in the camera right here. I'm like, ladies, number one, please don't use teeth.
Oh, gosh.
Please
yeah.
do not use teeth. And it's, oh, Trey, how can I not use teeth? First of all, just kind of like. Like, you gotta put your lips like under your teeth, like a little bit. But then also,
you're playing an instrument, probably
a little bit, like a little flute. Good. That's good. That's
well,
good.
I mean, I played the saxophone.
So you be sucking it. You think?
Anyway,
gotta go. Gotta go. But I think not using teeth. Get that. It depends on the guy, but I know guys be get that shit wet. Yep. Get it wet.
Saliva.
Like,
I'll be afraid
a lot, and I produce a lot of saliva like naturally.
You can also get dick mints.
Oh yeah,
mints that make you salivate.
Oh wow,
she made me try one time. It was a lot.
We should do it on the
podcast. It was so sour and like bitter, and I was like, "What is going on?" I feel like you're so confident that you just are like, yeah. "Yes, honey, this is how it's gonna go." Like, right. I'm gonna own this.
So let's get it. I think that's favorite pastime activities. Like, when did it? But anyways.
So, like, the tips in general, it's like the confidence that you bring.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's all about, it's almost a performance. Yeah. Like, you better work that neck. Like, mm-hmm. you know, like, just like.
Yes, it's honey. Like, Sid, don't flip do the that. Hair. No, I'm just doing a little hair flip. I'm and just then, like, having a little sass.
You can use your hand, like, you know, just to, like, because it almost, like, feels like you're in, like, you know. So, like, mm-hmm. if you get that wet, get the hand going. Man, that 2 minutes tops. I'm telling you. Okay. I'm telling you.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
There you go,
like
ladies.
It. There you Mwah. Have it. I know. Who Mwah. Else? And truly, like, you're not going to, who are you going to get tips from? Because
right.
I mean, even in with
I
your
know
friends,
what
you're
I like, you know.
So
like,
do you guys know, like, are you, do first, you guys know? And then you're like, I don't want to ask my friends because what if I'm, look like I'm the one that's bad at
or
it or
what
something?
If,
or like,
right. or what if they suck at it too? To be honest, a girl's a girl. They don't know what it feels like.
We
so
don't know.
I right. feel like we have I've no idea. Always, when it comes to like sexual things, I've always asked my gay friends.
Yeah.
That's smart. Yeah, like, that's smart.
Me and Tyler, I'm like, Tyler, how do you do this?
Tyler, give me some tips.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right.
Before we wrap up and everything, we have a few other things, but I just want to give you an opportunity because you shared so much.
Yes.
And I mean, what better time to talk about all of this and who you are and own it, because it is Pride Month, right? Too.
It is.
But for somebody who is struggling and they're in their little shell and they have not come out yet,
yeah.
what would you say to somebody right here, right now?
Take your time. I see you. I see you. And, you know, I would give that open gate of like whenever you are ready, it can be next year, it can be 2 weeks, whenever you're ready, I'm always here. I'm always an ear to listen. I'm always, if you need advice about it, like I'm always here. And just to be you. Mm-hmm. I would just tell them life is not promised. There's so many, you know, people losing their lives over the stupidest shit. So just like be you, but whenever that comes, that's okay. But I want you to know that you are going to flourish. You're going this hole that you're in, because you're in a hole. I was in a hole and I was so manic and like destructive to everyone around me because I was hurting inside. Baby, let that pain go. Let that go, you know? Let that flourish. It's so easy to say let that go, but I think I've just had such supportive people in my life to like say, okay, you know, this is fine. This is okay. But like I don't know what it's like to have like a dad that wouldn't support me, or I don't know what it's like to have like a mom that would disown me from that. But just know that you have to grow through what you go through, you know? So I just send my love to y'all. I'm always an open door. You'll find my Instagram. Even if you don't know me, I love making friends. I mean, like, we can talk about it. Let's just talk. I'm an open guy. So it's just like, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank
of
you,
course.
Trey.
No.
That's beautiful.
I think that also goes to people and men that are maybe, they don't know they're gay yet, mm-hmm. but they've had like that slight thought in the back of their mind
yep.
that they've been curious.
Yep.
I think this is, I mean, we talked about toxic masculinity. You talked about being you. And I think it's like, I'll ask you, Sid, too. It's not like you find that, guys think, oh my God, well, a girl would find that unattractive if I were
right.
to explore. Like, personally, no. Like,
no,
girls
actually.
Do it. Guys should be able to do it, too. So, like, if you're someone who's thinking and listening to this podcast right now and you're like, I'm curious.
Right.
And you're a guy, do it.
Do it. You only live once.
Do it.
Seriously.
Yeah,
don't waste time.
Once. I mean, I'm going to do it with a girl. Like, so does that, you know, like.
Have you?
Uh-oh, hard question.
I haven't had sex with a girl, but I've done other things with a girl.
Okay. Okay. But wasn't as enjoyable.
I just, it's complex down there.
It is.
I was like. Hello? So I'm just, it's very complex, but like, I love my women. One thing about it, but I don't know what to do, you know, for you.
It's a question mark down there for sure. A lot of people. A side note too, this male or female, if you're curious or if you're wondering what you're doing with yourself and your loss inside too, this goes just as much for girls as it does for guys or however you,
identify
at all across the LGBTQIA plus spectrum. So
love
we love you all. This is all for you guys. And we just appreciate the hell out of you, Trey, and appreciate all of this.
Of course.
Okay. I have to tell you guys something. You ready?
Uh-oh.
There's a certain confidence that comes with a fresh shave. There's an aura, a vibe. You know the feeling. You can see that confidence when someone is well-groomed. We call this BGE, Big Groomed Energy. And there's only one way to get that BGE, Manscaped. We'd like to introduce you to their best and biggest ultimate hygiene bundle yet, the Platinum Package 4.0. Manscaped is the leader in men's below-the-waist grooming, and you can now trust them with the rest of his body. Join the 4 million individuals worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code CANDID20.
Oh baby.
Do not re- oh fuck. Big red. Sorry.
Copy the one right below it. Try that one.
Manscaped brand new Platinum Package 4.0. Yep. 4.0 is the biggest bundle they've ever offered, giving you a bulk discount on Manscaped top products. Stop paying more for grooming products.
80. Ooh, get 20% off plus free shipping with the code CANDID20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com with the code CANDID20. Unlock your big groomed energy with Manscaped. And remember, when he trims the hedges, the tree stands taller.
Mm. Uh-oh. I was like, did I shave?
You go, oh, God. We have a Stray Cannon moment, I believe. You have it, or I'd have
you're
it.
You're supposed to.
Oh, I'm reading.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Get into it.
Let's see. Get she shall it. Be right here. Wait, you move down. What's going on with that?
So what the Remind hell is me. Going on? I don't know. I
sent it to you. You did? You, I don't. Do you remember the order?
Yeah, that one's first.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure I'm reading it right. I'm like, uh-oh.
I just said that we should cut out half of it, but
yes.
Now.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Sorry.
So I've had a long travel day, which started by me waking up to canceling flight and canceling a first date that left me frustrated. So she's frustrated on the plane. After hours of sorting out another flight that was 10 hours after my original flight, I got to the airport and my flight was delayed again. Finally, we get on the plane and in the air enjoying the music, Mamma Mia with Meryl Streep, and I got an airport request from David's phone. Because naturally, I'm way too curious and killed the cat, I decided to accept. Mind you, I'm in the aisle seat and the beverage cart is going by. I accepted. This is a random person and it was a dick pic.
I knew it.
I was so mortified. I almost dropped my phone and deleted it as fast as I could. A few moments later, I get another airport request from David. This time I declined his request, LOL.
Wait,
needless
airport,
to say.
Airport request?
Airport, it says, but it's
airdrop.
Oh.
I think someone said they wrote airport because they were in the airport, in the airplane.
Yeah, so I'm reading it.
So they're getting airdrop requests from somebody. Needless to say, my whole day has been a straight canon moment. It actually turned out a little weird. He did it three more times and I denied it every single time. Turns out it was the guy in the window seat and I'm on the aisle with a girl between us. The girl our age is between us and he was talking to her the whole time and showing her pictures of his family and house. At the end, he told her to swipe to the left and she swiped to the right and was like, no, go left. And it was a dick pic. She didn't really know what to say and she was like, oh my God, this is so awkward. He's 58 and trying to change the subject and super awkward. Turns out the guy next to her.
I bet he purposely had that on his phone. He's like, swipe left. I meant right.
Right. Oh, my God.
Was it big?
It didn't say.
Oh, okay.
It didn't say. But can you imagine If you were two seats over from this creep named David, who you have no idea who it is, and you just keep getting this
airdrop
on your phone, and it's a picture of like their penis.
Dick. Yeah, right.
Airdrop is so funny because there really is no confidentiality. Like, no. So I do this actually often. I forget who taught me to do this, but whenever I'm working on Straight Candid at a coffee shop and I have like our logo or our cover image or something related to Straight Candid, if there's phones on there, I airdrop random shit to random phones I've done it with like, so I work with Love Pizza, which is in Golden Valley.
I have to get there.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah.
It is
and,
delicious.
I had the menu pulled up on my phone and me and Mark, who owns Love Pizza, we were like at the coffee shop and all these names pop up and I'm like, Mark, watch this. I airdrop the menu to all these people. And yes, they can decline it, but when it pops up on their phone, you at least still see what the picture is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You see
so
it.
So it's like a new marketing thing I've been using. I'm like,
that's kind of smart. That is kind of smart to do.
You a bad bitch. Yeah, I like you. I like the way you think. I love y'all so much. Oh my God.
So well, fun. That was really, really fun. By the way, whoever that was that wrote that in, I hope that you are okay because that is creepy.
Prayers
as
out
F.
to you, sweetie.
Like, icky, icky, gross.
Yeah, it's like that just gross feeling.
There's like weird things that people have done, like around the U even too. Like people like pretended to be an Uber and then you walk up to their car and they're jerking off and they have their pants off. Like stuff like that.
That gets
people
off.
A thing. Yeah. I think that is what he was doing. Like he was getting off on purpose, like being creepy and.
These kinks out here are getting wild.
Ooh, they are getting wild. I
do
not like
get really horny in airplanes because I know you're not supposed to be horny in airplanes. You know
what?
I don't know. I guess just like I'm like, don't get horny, and then I get horny.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
But I feel like getting horny for. I was thinking about this the other day. I was like, I would love to get horny as a girl because like I don't have a massive thing just. Bulging out of my fucking pants.
You can just kind of like.
Right. And be like, uh-oh.
You're like, legal. Right. Nobody knows. And nobody knows.
I just washed my hands and it just came out. You know? Yeah, like, but like nothing's going on down there. I just washed my hands and dried down. But like, I'm like being horny as a girl. Like, I mean, what? Like, do your nipples kind of get hard? Yeah. Well, like my nipples are always.
This is such a great question.
I checked. I'm like, mine aren't hard right now. We're good.
Am I good?
Well, because either mine are. Or you're cold and they get hard. You know what I mean? Like,
right. But mine are always hard. I
Trey, mine are.
Right. Seriously? Now. Right now.
He's like excited. He's like,
when girls get horny, there's definitely nothing for show. I don't really think
nothing happens.
I will say, like, yeah, you feel something. Like,
bodily, though?
Bodily, yeah.
Like, bodily.
So, you know how,
your
like.
Your mind.
In like a scientifically explained way, like you guys get a boner, right? Mm-hmm. So girls, their clitoris enlarges and hardens, right? Like you can't really like, it's not like you can see anything, but you can feel it.
Yeah, you're going to feel that shit.
Yeah.
It's not like intense though. It's just like, unless you're like in the moment, that's a little different. Yeah, yeah.
Right,
but
true or
but
false
like if you're just
you
like
guys.
Standing there.
Like I can think about it and then. Yeah, never mind. We're going to continue.
Yeah, I was going to say, are orgasms like the best feeling in the world?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not like, you're almost like, I don't even know what that was.
But
basically.
Do men orgasm when they come? Like
yes.
So that.
That's yes.
My orgasm.
But it's not women. It's like a large percentage of women that do not orgasm.
I will give you a lot of information after we.
CC me.
After we.
We're
going to
CC
after
me.
Dr.
Sarah.
Just
Dr.
So I don't
Sarah
get
talked
too.
About it. Too.
Yeah, let me know. Yeah. I need to know it.
Okay. We freaking love you. Hopefully everybody who's listening in some way, shape or form is celebrating pride in some way, celebrating
pride,
curiosity,
y'all.
Celebrating you. That's basically what this podcast is all about is just being, having real conversations, opening up your world to be bigger and, enjoying who you are as a human being. So we love you.
Trey, plug yourself.
I love y'all. With my handles. Treymore 55, TREYMORE 55 on Instagram. Hit me up from there for the snap or whatever, maybe. I don't know. Stay tuned. You'll see a lot more of me. Thank you so much, ladies, for having me. I'm so blessed to be here. I'm so just so grateful. And I love you guys so much. So like thank you, seriously.
Your energy is just like insane. And I just hope everybody enjoyed this as much as we did. At Candid Sid over here.
At Candid Soph.
And at Ben Sarbacher.
We love you guys. Find us at Straight Candid Podcast across the channels and do your thing. Have a wonderful week. We love you lots.
We love you.
Bye. Bye.